This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it, I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Jabes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Chaos in the streets, Jables.
Oh my gosh.
Chaos
Why?
In the streets.
Why?
Boy, it's really going down in Charlottesville, Virginia right now. A bunch of white nationalists. I haven't really heard that term before, by the way.
Yeah, it's been a while, right?
Like, nationalist? I've heard supremacist.
Sure.
Nationalist means...
There's a lot of things about this that obviously I'm confused about.
Well, yeah.
But that doesn't take much, obviously. But...
What I know is this. It's wall-to-wall coverage, right?
We're wall-to-wall.
It's Saturday. We're recording on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy out there.
I mean, we had to just hop on the mic because...
Yeah, because there's chaos in the streets.
So much chaos, yet they keep playing the same clip
over and over and over again.
Because there's just so much coverage and so much footage that they have.
Yeah. Boy.
So I'm confused because they're not really showing me any other angle except for that one board being put up.
Yep.
With the people that look suspect behind it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
with helmets and like a uniform.
It's Antifa,
if you will.
Yeah.
A uniform.
Sure.
And then people just going at the, it's weird because it like they let them calmly set up the board, right?
Yeah.
And then as soon as it's set up, they kind of like give, it's almost like they give the go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
For the other people to come. Seems it's real very weird. Strange.
Seems really weird.
I'm super confused.
Then, you know, the other end of the spectrum, you've got Chelsea Manning on the cover of Vogue, which is a nice thing.
Yes, that's right.
Oh boy. Why is there no protest for that?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Why is there no protest for this is what I don't really, because if there's one thing we should be rallying around each other for, it's that this never happens. God damn it. I'm just
sorry, I need to just pull it up so I have it in front of my face.
Please do.
While I'm talking, because I just need to be like, whoa.
Okay. Made her look like a little Taylor Swift.
How innocent she looks, huh? But, how very demure.
Yeah. it's a red bathing suit. Like she is on the shores of Atlantic City in 1930, just enjoying a dip.
Now with that skin tone, I would be afraid to step into the sunlight.
Boy.
I mean, that is a pale white.
And just the article alone, when you open up and read it, it just says Chelsea Manning, graceful, blue-eyed, trans, smiles and prepares herself. What?
The smile is still the same, right?
Yeah.
It's not a trans smile.
Yeah, you're not changing the smile from...
Like I'm a trans frowner.
From man to woman. Yeah.
Like I'm transforming into someone that doesn't smile anymore.
Yep. And then it says, since her release from Fort Leavenworth prison on May 17th, Manning has been living in New York with a low profile. Whatever the opposite of low profile is,
that's her.
That's what he and or she.
I keep a low profile.
Has been living.
Chelsea Manning.
I can't.
Has been talking to anyone and everyone that she can.
Twitter. She's on Twitter.
20 interviews. I've already
Instagram.
Heard.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, every single thing you could do.
Vogue.
Yeah, and we'll get into this story. First of all, we got some sponsors. Needless to say, Ross isn't too fucking happy today. Just not. With everything that's going on right now, it's just, come on. Get the fuck out of here with this shit. First and foremost, we got some sponsors. First up, we had straightrazors.com. If you're looking for the finest, smoothest shave in the biz, go to straightrazors.com. They've got straight razors. They've got dop kits. They've got fucking beard oils, shampoos, conditioners, anything you need to be a fucking man. They've got there. Anything you need to not be Chelsea Manning, they have that there. They have shaving cream. They have cologne. they've got aftershave. Their smolders, the jam. Go to straightrazors.com, support the show. Just grab a bottle of aftershave if you don't trust me. Pretty much anything
if you're like a well-groomed, if you want to be a well-groomed man, they have it.
They have it.
They have every single little thing that
they
you need.
They got it there. They got it there. Go to straightrazors.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Again, go to straightrazors.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off some goodies. Next up, we got strikeforceenergy.com. Whoa. That was nice.
Yeah,
it really faded. Yeah.
Did you hear that it faded away?
And you did your own fade on that.
Yeah, and I like moved away.
That was not.
Yeah, I don't want to give away any secrets.
That was not computer graphics.
Yeah.
That was all Jables all the time.
Forced perspective.
Out of your mouth. Yeah. That was really nice.
It was a real forced perspective.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it. Strikeforce Energy is the premier energy drink in the United States of America right now. Kick the can, kids. You don't need Monster. You don't need Red Bull. You don't need Kickstarts. This is a tasty, tiny little tin pouch. Squeezes in your drinks, and you can go on about your day. The shit's only 99 cents a pouch, so that's rad.
Really?
Yeah. 99 cents.
Holy shit!
And they're selling it now in 7-Elevens up in Virginia Beach as their first test run. Yeah,
smart.
If they do well, they'll be nationwide. I feel like we were in on the ground floor on this. So like before this product blows up,
yeah,
we did this. I feel like we did this.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Strikeforce Energy comes in a bunch of flavors too. They've got grape, lemon. Orange. Mine's Make America Grape again. Big fan of the grape. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. They ship everywhere in the entire world, and they get a subscription of the month club. They also get a little 750 milliliter bottle that you can just boom, boom, pop a couple squirts in on your countertop and then just leave. You just leave your fucking house. And that's great. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Last but not least, we got At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes, Jables.
No.
Oh, that was real good. That was real, real nice.
I liked my Strike Force better on that one, actually.
Listen, you can't win them all.
Yeah.
Can't win them all.
It'd be nice to win some.
Well.
It would be nice.
Get nice to win ever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that would be fun.
I got a funny story here for you, and I'm gonna read it if I can get to it. It's about At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. So this fucking this book is, I don't want to say it's a lightning rod, but it has been a lightning rod. It was banned in Walmart because of there was nude pictures in there. Obviously I fucking went for it, and so it's not there. Walmart eventually, because the popularity of it, they picked it up online on walmart.com, so you can get it on walmart.com now. I don't know if people bitched or whatever, but it's there. And it's on all the .coms now. Here's the hilarious story though, is it is now in libraries across the nation. So you can go into your local library and check this book out.
Huh.
Yeah. Sounds like a liberal woman on Amazon who wrote this review.
Oh, yes. Let's hear it.
Yeah. She was absolutely disgusted and disgraced at this book that she checked out at her local library.
Why'd she check it out?
She said she was hoping for a nice Western, is what she said. I was really hoping for, and her name was Elise something. Because some people can put their full name on Amazon. I'm not going to say her last name, because look, she apparently did not have a good time with this book,
and she left a honest review, which is all we really want.
No, she really went like above and beyond. Was just like, this is sexist, and which it is.
Sure.
But there was no
denying that.
When it says romance novel for dudes on the front and it's a man grabbing a woman's ass, and I believe there's two pigs fucking on the back of it. Simon and Schuster allowed this, so it's not like, you know, did this on my own. When you see that, what makes you think, oh man, I'm gonna be sitting down to a,
yeah, let me put on my robe.
Yeah.
Maybe a bubble bath.
Yeah.
Some candles.
She described the graphic sex acts that were disgusting, and the casual racism, which
yeah, but you know,
what's casual racism? Like, oh hey, like, oh, it's,
yeah, I would think it's either just racism or not racism, right?
Casual racism is pretty specific,
just still racism.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I
do like the term casual racism.
I'm gonna steal it now, Elise. I'm stealing this from
when
you
describe yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember a friend of mine, it's a few weeks back, like a friend of mine from college, she was like, I would say she was like the hot one in college that everybody was like, oh man, that's the one you marry, you know. She got married, she was dating one of our best friends for a long time. She got married and lives in some, I want to say it's upstate New York or somewhere in upstate New York, right? And just became boring, like right out of college, where you were just like, oh man, you really just packed it in. Like, you're living your typical mom life, where you're just like, Nothing exciting goes on.
Live a little.
Yeah.
Just basic, 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 basic.
And oh, yeah, yeah. And one of those people who, I'm sure you have friends like this, who post pictures as of themselves without makeup on Instagram purposely and just says, like, this is woman's natural beauty and this is the light that all women need to be seen in. And it's just like, okay. Mm. Sure.
That's great.
Yeah.
I personally will never do that.
No.
I don't even like to leave the house without
it on. And by the way, and I'm not saying this, like, this has nothing to do with just women either. Like, as a dude, I'm not going to put up an unflattering picture of myself no matter what. I'm just not. Because I'm vain enough and it's my account. It's my, like, I have the control to put up whatever I want. I'm not going to put up a shitty picture of myself.
Right.
I'm just not going to.
Okay.
So, but both, it's not like a double standard. Like, as a dude, I'm not going to put up a picture at all. So she's one of those people.
Okay.
So she's also one of those people on Facebook and Instagram. She's a pleasant person, but who posts things like looking for a good book to read this week.
Recommendations.
Every week. Yep, yeah. Recommendations. So, like, of course, she was getting crushed with, like, mine. Of like, dude, you should read Ross's. And
oh, no.
She said, well, I can't do that because it's not at my public library. I can't. It's not at my public library. So
she only gets books from the public library.
Yes. So that's that's another.
She sounds delightful.
Form of person, doesn't it? That's another she form of person where you're just like.
So fun.
Huh.
Where she like goes to the like. Yeah, go ahead.
So here's the thing. A couple weeks back. People started hitting me up and saying, hey, man, the fucking your book is at my library. Like, this is dope, you know? And I was like, all right, cool. I heard it went into libraries. Like, awesome. So finally, she put up a post and was just like, hey, looking for a good book to read. And I was like, hey, how about at night she cries?
No more excuses.
Yeah. And she goes, Ross, I told you I only go to, you know, there's a public library. And I was like, well, it's there now.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can get it.
Right.
Silence. Nothing. Stone cold silence. So,
sure.
One of two things happened. She was completely disgusted. And that's my guess. Or two, she didn't get it. But I would say the latter.
Yeah.
I would say the latter.
That she didn't get it, or she was totally disgusted.
The former.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. So used to saying I love the latter.
Yeah.
I think she was so disgusted that she's just no longer like.
I'm sure.
I can't do this anymore.
I'm sure you've lost a lot of friends over this book.
I average about 2 to 3. I lose about 2 to 3 followers on my Facebook page per day.
Me too.
Per day. Because you max out at 5,000, so you're able to see it. Where you're like, oh, hey, cool. I think it's because I get tagged in so much shit, and people are tired of seeing it. But I don't know.
That's not what it is with me.
Don't follow my personal page is what I'm. That's my solution to that. You can just follow the fan page. But my personal page, like, people tag me in it all the time. Like,
yeah.
And I respond to a lot of people. Fucking hang out with a lot of people and do shit. And but I'm losing like 2 to 3 followers a day, and I can't tell if it's things that I've posted about. Things that go on in the world, like I posted the other day that I cared more about Zima leaving on Labor Day than I did about whether or not Kim Jong Un stays alive or has a nuclear capability. But like, and I lost about like 6 followers that day.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's what I think: I lose them directly because of you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's nothing wrong with me.
Right.
Like, I am not a controversial person in any way. Like,
sure.
I'm literally just like, whatevs, man.
Right.
Like, things confuse me sometimes. I try, you know, whatever. So literally every time like you do something or
you lose
people
followers
find
when
out
I do, oh,
that
it's
I'm
so
like
great that you're married to me.
If I post something about you
right.
or like a picture of you, I lose. Like a good amount, like 20.
Yeah.
The last time I posted something about you, and I was
you're
like,
kidding.
God dang.
That's awesome.
But not like because of you. I'm sure some of them are like probably creepy dudes that are like, oh, why is she posting like nice stuff about her husband?
Right.
Fucking lame. I don't need to see that shit. Right. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Because I don't post like boobs or anything like that. So it's just like, I think once you find that out too, you're probably like, ugh, this Instagram is not like. you know.
Oh, you're talking about your Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram and Facebook. Yeah.
Instagram is different, though. I'll say that. Because every time I post something personal on Instagram, I'll lose followers. Because people are just like, dude, I just want to see your fucking videos.
Yeah, like I don't, you know.
So that I'm aware of. Whereas Facebook, though, I'm assuming just because it's more written, like I just write
for
shit
me,
on there.
For me, I think it's I'm like not on Facebook at all.
Gotcha.
Like I'm just like, are we going to keep doing Facebook? Like, is Facebook going to be a thing that takes over? Or is Instagram?
You know, it's a tough call. I think a lot of people are using Instagram now.
I know a couple
just because
people that are just like
visually.
Yeah.
Visually. You want to see a picture of something that you are doing. So you're tired of reading shit or you're tired of getting like articles posted or things like that. I like Facebook for the video elements of, you know, sketches, long form, live shit, whatever. To me, there's two different uses for each. However, I can understand if people, you know, switching to Instagram just because they want to see pictures or whatever.
It's just an easier filter system as well. Like it's easier to just be like, okay, I just don't want to see that anymore.
You're
or,
right.
you know, like I don't get my mom posting articles like onto my timeline because she doesn't know how to like send me stuff personally.
Sure.
That kind of shit where you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, you're done.
I just don't really like Facebook anymore. So if I don't respond or do that much on Facebook, that's why.
Yeah, I still like Facebook. I think.
Well, it's good for you because you make videos and
we make sketches.
We put the stuff that we work on together on yours.
I write a bunch of weird shit on there, so it's like, I like it, and you know, it's a nice way to keep up with my friends. Because some people don't want both and whatever.
Yeah.
But I do lose, you know, on average, probably 3 to 4 followers a day. Just simply for the fact of like.
You're you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I fluctuate with you daily.
Sure.
You know what I mean? For example, my mom sent me something today about the car that ran over the protesters.
Right.
It was a while ago, but there was a car that ran over, which we're going to get into.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, it's just kind of like, okay, I mean,
right.
Thanks.
Yeah, the protest, by the way, that's happening today, which look, this episode will go out tomorrow night, is over the Robert E. Lee statue being pulled down. They're trying to take it down. They're trying to take down all the Civil War statues from the Confederate side. I should point out in the United States, which look, if you're going to erase the Civil War and all of the people who were in the Civil War, take it all down. I guess if you're going to change history and erase all of it, like take down all the statues, then take down all the monuments, all the landmarks, all the shit. And then, you know, not teach it in history.
Yeah,
is what I say. Take it out of history books, then. If that's the route you want to go,
was it exactly because of the statue, or was it the Unite the Right rally that goes on every? It was like a anniversary of this rally, white supremacist rally.
Apparently, it was for this statue.
Okay,
is what?
So maybe it was like a combination of things.
What we're hearing,
right? And then. People decided to come out and counter protest this protest, which
yes.
I don't think there's a such thing as counter protest. It's just protesters.
Yeah.
It just depends on what you're protesting.
I think there's a few factors going on here because I've seen some people on the news. And again, fuck, man, it depends on which news you listen to.
Yeah.
This is happening because of Trump. I don't think it's not happening because of Trump. I think there's been so many protests about so much stupid shit over the last year already that now you have a weird segment, you know, of white nationalists or white supremacists, whatever the fuck you want to call them. Now you're starting to dig up groups because now everybody wants to feel entitled to do something. And it's I just think you're living in a land where everybody now wants to identify with something, and they're going to fucking protest over something. Antifa and all the other shit are going to show up and protest about that opposition to the protests that you're having.
Protest the protesters.
Yeah, so you're protesting the protesters. Look, Antifa is violence. They're there to simply incite violence. That's what it looked like to me in that footage.
But is that what it means when they say counter-protesters? Yes. That Antifa?
Yeah, yeah, it's Antifa. So wherever they have, wherever they are, and what do they whatever rally they have going on at that particular place, they will gather Antifa. They are paid protesters to go against it, and they will incite violence simply for the fact of media coverage. And that's what they want, because let's face it, you can't, it's like you were saying earlier, they're showing the same clip over and over and over again about the fucking table being set up, and then they're smashing and they start pushing each other.
And then yelling at each other. But before that, they seem very chill with each other.
Right. And but your grand goal in all of this is to incite violence. So once you're there and you incite violence, then you really get some media coverage.
Sure.
Then all of the news is covering it. Everybody's there. And then this violence erupts. Then it's just going to go up and up and up and up and up from there. And that's the hope of it all. The thing with the Civil War statues, because this has been going on now for the last several months. New Orleans was they removed all the Civil War statues from the city. The Confederate Civil War statues. Same with what they want to do here. Again, I'm in the segment of if this is what we're doing. You know, if you want to erase all of our nation's history, because again, look, Robert E. Lee lost. It's not like, you know, it's a hero's statue of like, oh my God.
To me, it doesn't matter whether he lost. It's just like, it is something that happened.
It is something that happened.
And it's actually it was a good reminder. Part of our,
yeah. It was a big part of our nation's history of what we went through as a nation. Look, who was on which side? Why they lost and all of that. And it's if we're going to bury all of our American history, take it all down. Take it all down on both sides. Let's forget the Civil War even happened.
Yeah.
And take it out of the history books altogether. So that way no one's offended. No, not one single person out there is offended on either side. And I find it particularly interesting because I'm literally in the middle of writing this book about the Civil War now.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of, you know, for the last couple months, I've been going back through history and trying to, you know, research everything that I possibly could on this. And look, the Civil War happened for, there was more reasons other than slavery. However, that's what it is remembered for now, is slavery. But, you know, again, if we're going to start erasing all of these figures in history, in American history, wipe them all out from both sides then. Because I don't understand. I don't understand if we're just supposed to forget all of this happened, then wipe it out from all sides. But then wipe out everything.
Right.
You know, we have, you know, Black History Month every February. Wipe it out. Like, let's just make everyone equal. Everybody has the same months. Everybody has the same shit. Yeah. Make everything equal across the board and tell everyone to forget about everything.
Or I would say, if you're going to take down the statue, like, commending, like, not commending what they did, but the statue is erected because, you know, someone wanted to honor them. So possibly replace it with just a depiction of what happened. Do you know what I mean? A Robert E. Lee, like some kind of, do you know what I mean? Memorializing it without like honoring them.
Yeah, look,
do you know what
I'm
saying?
I don't think the statue is honoring them. This Virginia in particular was where a lot of the battles happened.
Right.
You know, Fredericksburg and all that shit. Like, look, there was a lot of battles in that took place in Virginia. That was kind of the,
yes, I understand,
the Mason-Dixon line area for the Civil War. So like, I don't think it was a statue to honor, like, oh my God, he was a great man. Like,
right,
he was a general in this country.
That's sort of what statues are, though.
Plain and honor simple.
You.
Plain and simple. Well, look.
You know what I mean? If it's just you, like, looking, you know, awesome, and then it's got a thing, but, like, but a plaque of what happened.
But the other side of it is, you know, you're just telling history at that point. Like,
yeah, and I think that's the
So what was it, like, done to honor him? Was it done to honor the war?
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, America itself overcame? I don't know.
Right.
Either way, I think it's things start to get real dangerous when you start erasing elements of history.
Yes.
Because there was
a lot to be learned from that. Also, you know, the thing to be learned is that we're like kind of still doing the same
shit.
Yeah. So
and it's because then you could go back out and wipe out religion and all this other shit if you really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for example, when we were watching, I think I forget it was A&E or something, but we were watching about the riots and it was like going through history and it was just sort of like all the same shit. I mean, those streets looked the way those streets looked like this morning.
Sure.
The streets of the riot. So it's absolutely, like, you're kind of like, oh shit. Like, we keep doing it.
Yeah.
We keep doing the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
Statue or not. Yeah. We just like keep doing it.
Because if it's not a statue, it's going to be something else.
It's going to be something else.
Most of the Black Lives Matter movements were pretty violent. Like, some of those protests were pretty violent. In particular, Ferguson. It's pretty fucking violent.
Right.
They burned down a lot of shit.
Right.
Then you have the riots at Berkeley with the fucking Antifa burning down cars and fucking Starbucks and all of that shit. And it's like, this has been going on for hundreds of years. Like, I don't, you know.
That's what I mean, is that right now it's like, oh my God, it's crazy. Everything's just gone crazy.
It's not that crazy.
And it's like when you were going through the timelines of all the different riots, you know, from Civil War to now, you're kind of like, oh no.
Nope,
we're just not learning anything.
No, still going on.
And a statue or not, you're just going to, you know.
You're going to find another reason.
You're going to find another thing because through, you know, history has shown, if you look at it, like, you know, people will be mistreated. People will have problems with it.
Yeah.
People will abuse power since the dawn of time till the end. So it's like, what, you know, and these people on CNN that get, you know, these correspondents that get so like, we will not stand. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Then, so what are you going to do?
Yeah. And they're not
like,
even
what's
there.
Gonna,
like,
you're
these,
not even
these,
there.
These correspondents,
so you're
that,
sitting
yeah.
like indignant at some CNN office being like, this is going to change. President Trump has made all this come to the surface. And you're just like, you're getting real angry for no reason.
And then you take CNN, 2 days ago, they had to fire a guy, one of their correspondents from CNN, for writing about the Hitler. He wrote Sieg Heil on his Twitter. So he
Sieg
got
Heil.
a bunch of people calling him fascist and some other shit. And, he responded with a Nazi salute, essentially. To them, to these fucking people. Mm. And, look, this was one of CNN's employees. I didn't hear not one single thing out of CNN saying, on air, saying, oh my God, this is deplorable that he's fucking working here and all this shit. Like, nothing out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going to change. Statue or no statue, nothing's going to change.
Nothing's going to change. Nope. And, you know,
it'll be something else
if it is
in 2 months.
If it is this Unite the Right rally that they were doing as an anniversary, it's sort of like, all right, stay out of their way, guys. Stay in the house because they're going to do a little, they're doing a march.
Yeah.
And then they'll go back into their whole, I'm not saying that they don't, do horrible things and there isn't like racist and white supremacy all over. But gosh dang, I don't really see it.
No, to me.
There was no march here.
No. There
for Unite the Right, if that, what I mean?
Yeah. It's just not that prevalent. Like, and when it started, there was only like a couple hundred people or whatever the fuck it was. And it's fuck. Look, is there a couple hundred people fucking gathered in pockets all over this country? They were doing horrible shit. Yes. Yes, there is.
Yes.
You know, you give them a platform like this, like, it's only going to increase it.
Yeah.
So who fucking knows?
But I think it was like we were just able to ignore them because they were just like meeting in secret and just being like, wow.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about it until.
Like, we can't even go out in public anymore. Like,
yeah.
You know, because nobody, we're not really into that shit.
And that's what they want. Like, that's what the media wants. And, you know, look, the media is also responsible for this. Like, if you don't want this type of hatred to spread, don't go out and cover this shit. Mm-mm. Just bury it. Yep. The same way you're burying, you know, everything else that's going on in the world and just concentrating on Trump and Russia and whatever. Like, you're burying a million other stories. Bury this. That mm-hmm. way nobody knows. Nobody will give a fuck. And it's like, don't give these people a voice.
Right.
Don't give them a voice. But instead, doing the opposite. And then you're putting, you know, people like Chelsea Manning on the cover of Vogue.
Oh, okay.
So that's, you know, this is encouraging even more bullshit. For those of you who may or may not know the sweet Chelsea Manning story, he at the time leaked fucking over 750,000 sensitive documents as an intelligence analyst stationed in Iraq to WikiLeaks. Got a shit ton of time in prison, which she should have.
Mm-hmm.
She should have. Got to prison and was sentenced to 35 years. Right afterwards, literally right after he got sentenced at the time, came out as trans. Did not want to be in Leavenworth prison, which is, look, we had a prison guard on from Leavenworth on our sister show, Drinking Bros.
Mm-hmm.
Did not want
hardcore.
To, yeah, hardcore. Leavenworth is hard. Wanted to come out as trans. I'm trans. I identify as a woman. You got to put me in a female jail. Problem was, after all that shit, went to the female jail, found out it was worse than the men's prison. Tried to kill herself fucking 30 times. And then Obama pardoned her on his way out of office. So now she's out. And she's in would you call this a one piece?
It is a one piece, you guys. It's one of those like 50s Marilyn Monroe type
that's exactly
suits.
What it looks
like.
It looks exactly like Marilyn
yes,
Monroe.
Yes.
Bathing suit wise.
So it's like this 50s, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And
halter top, yeah.
So now you're just you're giving a voice to people who are, I mean, criminals essentially, like
mm-hmm.
leaking sensitive documents. Like, oh, hey, it's fine, guys. Like, you know,
it's fine, guys. If you think it's the right thing to do,
you can go to jail.
Then you can do it.
You can do it. You
if
can go to jail.
Feel like
you can
you're
change
doing
your
the
sexuality.
Right thing.
And then guess what? You'll get pardoned. You'll get out of prison and be on the cover of Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why not? Why not? I cannot believe it. Like, I literally cannot believe it.
Quite voluptuous, too. I mean, look at those hips.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, just.
It just.
Some people were born in the wrong.
Oh boy. all of it. It's just.
Anyways, yeah, that's not the biggest part of the story, actually. The trans is like, whatever. It's so common. It's
to
like,
get out,
it.
but to try to beat a prison mm-hmm. sentence and mm-hmm. to get out and then come out as trans. Because, yeah. like, there was no mention during the trial at all that he was trans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just right afterwards, right after I got guilty.
I think they did try and use it as far as, like, mental state.
During the sentencing,
tried to use it like she was hiding so many things her whole life, and this was they tried all kinds of angles with this during that trial. But yeah,
the fact that we're now giving her a voice. Because she's fucking everywhere. She is the opposite of lying low.
Yes, which they say low profile in New York.
Yeah, so, and you want to talk about Instagram. Her, fuck, I want to say she's already got like 300,000 or 400,000 followers on Instagram.
Let's see this
she's,
B.
Yeah, she is the opposite of keeping a low profile.
Yes. Oh, yes.
She's running a full-fledged...
she's the worst.
You know, social media campaign and all of this shit.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, as we speak, there's another protest going on.
Oh, no, what?
Yeah, hundreds of protesters are marching against the border wall in Texas right now. So, look, man, people have nothing to do. People have nothing to do.
They're bored and they're angry. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're angry about all kinds of things. But it may not necessarily, you know how this goes.
Yeah, but it
just. You take your anger out.
It doesn't matter.
You take your aggression out. You know what I mean? You're bored and you're angry.
Yeah, yeah.
You're mad that you lost, or you're mad that you're poor, or you're mad that you lost your job, or whatever it may be.
Nothing.
I know that. Believe me.
They do absolutely.
That's why I stand for nothing.
Zero.
I stand for nothing.
And there's another. By the way, there's another. Yeah, there's another rally going on too after this for Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, what in the hell is that little motherfucker doing?
Yeah, yeah.
I hate him.
I know. So Spike Lee is one of the, he's helping to do, bring awareness to this rally that's going to go on outside of NFL headquarters because Colin Kaepernick can't get a job in the NFL.
Right.
So I had sent him a tweet. I was like, hey, man.
Why can't he get a job?
The supposed reason is mm-hmm. that he was blackballed because he is
a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. And he protested the national anthem last year. Yes. So all of the owners got together and they were like, I don't want this fucking piece of shit on my team. Like, I don't want this unpatriotic piece of shit on my fucking team.
Right.
So now they want to hold this rally. It's protesting for him. He should be in the NFL. Look, motherfucker, there's a lot of things you can go out and protest. Protesting for $100 million, an athlete who's made $100 million to get a backup quarterback job in the NFL isn't one of the things you should be protesting for.
Mm-hmm.
And again,
that's not important.
Dude's a piece of shit. Like, fine, you want to sit down and protest the fucking national anthem? That's fine. Then guess what? All the owners are going to sit down and not give you a fucking job. Because at the end of the day, that's your fucking job. The NFL is your job. You want to have your own personal beliefs on other shit. You could have gone to all the Black Lives Matter rallies you wanted to. You didn't go to any of them. Instead, you decided to do it on the day that you were supposed to be doing your job. And all of that distraction takes away from the team, the fans, money from the owners, like all of it.
You know what's interesting, like protesters back in the day that actually got shit done, let's just say, for example, women vote
right.
or civil rights,
right.
they suffered consequences to their protests.
Sure.
Whether it be beatings, jail time, losing jobs.
Right.
Like women, like the, you know, people, they were like jailed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Starved themselves. Yeah, hunger yeah, yeah, strikes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, suffered consequences for what they believed in.
Right.
So that's the difference between protesters now. It's like, or whatever it is, any movement now. They want to be able to protest, but they don't want to actually have any consequence to their life. That's not fair, right? I mean, I believe in it, but I don't want it to really like
right.
change me.
No,
like
no,
change
no,
what
no.
I'm doing.
No.
I don't want to give money. I don't want to give time. I don't want to be in jail. I don't, nothing that any movement that ever made a difference ever did.
Yeah, this
but
is.
But I still want to, you know.
And it's you have all these
fuck you little fuck
pointless protests of all of this shit, and it's like, it dilutes everything. So like, you don't really care. You're like,
no,
like I don't give a shit. There's gonna be another protest tomorrow about something else. So I just, no one gives a shit anymore.
Yeah.
A protest has become like having a nice handbag, like a nice clutch.
Well, it's like it's like the new brunch.
It is.
There are like people that do, you know, already have made that correlation and talk about it that way. But yeah, which protest are you going to this today? Which one are you going to hit up? Oh, I think there's a da 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 over here. Oh, did you hear about this new protest that they're doing about the statue?
Yeah.
I might go check it out. Just kind of see what's going on. And that really is how they talk about it.
I know.
That's the way that, you know, people that I know have gone to, like, I'm not going to say like who they are, but like women that I know that have gone to protests. It's like, they're just hitting it up. We're going to go to this one and then we're going to ride our bikes down to that one.
Here or in Los Angeles, by the way?
Not here. Well, yes,
Los Angeles?
Here, but in solidarity mainly with the big marches in Los Angeles. Do you know what I mean? Like, they did their little marches here, but it was in solidarity with the LA and New York marches. I was also going to say Chelsea Manning. Like, I just looked at her Instagram.
Yep.
He's dressing like a dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a fun thing. Look at that.
So that's not a...
No.
That's not a woman.
No.
What's going on there?
Don't know. I couldn't tell you. Look, you can just...
They claim that she has a short pixie cut. That's what it says in the article.
Right.
A short pixie cut with soft makeup.
Yeah.
That's a guy.
It looks like a dude. That's just a little guy. Dude. Yeah.
No. I could say the length that you have right now, darling, is a pixie cut. Like if you wanted to say like,
I have a nice pixie cut.
You have
right
a
now.
Nice soft a pixie really cup. And I can't tell pixie. If you have like soft makeup. You look great. You right. could actually have a soft makeup on. Real strange. I'd like to know if she, has the little dingling still, because that would be an interesting thing to, because she is. If you go to her Instagram, guys, there's quite a few pictures of him, her, just straight up walking around as a dude. With a
combed
over.
How many followers does he have?
65,000.
Really? 65,000. Man, that's crazy.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
It's verified.
It. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, absolutely. God, it's so strange. Yeah, because it doesn't, you know.
That's not someone that's
he
like,
doesn't. He doesn't look any different than when he went into mm-hmm. to prison, yeah. To be honest with you.
And for someone like that, that wants to work the system, that wants to get away with stuff, like, and I from being in jail, like, you'll try. I mean, you'll do anything.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
will do anything.
Anything. Anything you possibly can
anything
to get
you
out
possibly
of that whole
can.
Sitch. Now, if you're lopping your wiener off,
that's a different story.
That's really
so
going
I'd
all
like
in.
To, I'd actually be interested to know, although I don't feel like you can ever find that shit out.
I like how angry you are about it. Because what was the Caitlyn Jenner one?
Why wouldn't you say, like, yes, I am fully a woman. I am completely, you know what I mean, biologically now a woman.
What was the...
The Caitlyn Jenner one.
He
still has it.
He still has it.
Again,
that's guaranteed.
I haven't seen it, but according to every like piece of information that I can get my hands on,
sure.
which I love to get my hands on.
Yeah, wouldn't you love to grab it?
Like, I should have because
know.
I've told yeah,
you
the story.
We talked about this.
That
you
was,
ran into him at Starbucks.
He was behind me. Yeah. In a dress, a jersey dress, by the way. If I just reach my hand back, I
right.
would have been able to feel whatever was happening there. And then I would have had to run out into the streets of Malibu and I probably would have been tackled.
I give you full permission, by the way.
To what?
Grab another, like, that is the one, if you want to grab another man's dick, I'll give you permission to grab Caitlyn Jenner's dick. Because I want to know the answer.
I
want to know the answer. If you get...
I wasn't going to get your permission. But yeah, no, but thank you.
Look, I just don't go grabbing people's pussies out on the street, you know, like,
I guess if it was a famous person, trans person, and you and I both were like, is there a dick in there or not?
Right.
I'll give you a blanket permission for
that. Okay. Yeah.
But yes, please don't go around just grabbing pussies.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because that one I want to know, because it for real, if you're really going for it, you know. And you really want to be a woman, get it lopped off. And nothing says, hey, guys, I really wanted
real.
To be a
like,
woman.
Hey, yeah, guys, like, yeah. This is so serious. It's a biological issue. It's, you know, hormones, chromosomes, all of this. Like, I was born in the wrong body. Like, this is a real thing. And this is how far I'm willing to go. And the other part of it is I just don't really understand it. So I need like some really hard like drawn lines, because I'm still in like the real world of like girls are girls and boys are boys.
Right.
And then sometimes boys like to dress up as girls and sometimes girls like to dress up as guys.
Right.
And then sometimes guys like guys and sometimes girls like girls. Like, I live in that very basic weird world. Right.
Sure.
And so I haven't gone up into the next level yet in my mind. That there are all these other types of situations. Like, I just can't wrap my head around it yet. So I have to know if these people have their genitalia still.
Yeah.
So that I can be like, okay, you cut it off. I mean, that's a huge fucking thing. Yeah, maybe I'm absolutely. The weirdo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, that's dedication.
Maybe I'm the
that's
weirdo
dedication
that's
to the
not,
craft.
That's not taking you seriously. It's, guess what?
Exactly. Now
I'm taking you seriously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now.
So, and that's the camp I'm into. So if okay. if you get it lopped off.
Dude, I'm wrong.
I am
You're
sorry.
Right.
You really wanted to be a woman.
You wanted to be a woman.
And you took shit seriously. You had initiative. You got your dong and your balls wanked off.
You're going to try and live as a woman.
Yeah.
Hey, man, have a good life.
Absolutely. By the way,
fine with me.
You heard about the car that just crashed into the protesters?
Yes. Again, my my mom sent me that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, you never know when a mom sends it.
You
like,
never
hey,
know
cool.
like how old it is, how real it is. Like, you have no idea.
Here's what I love though. This is because this is coming in live. We're doing this, you know, in the middle of this as this is going on.
Oh, was it just on the judge? Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm actually on the AP, the Associated okay. Press right now. And they're. Even the
Jesse, look at the internet.
Well, here's what I love though. It's like, again, depending upon what site you read,
sure,
for what reasons. Like, this is the Associated Press. It says a car has crashed into a crowd of peaceful counter protesters in Charlottesville. Dude, those people were not fucking peaceful. Like, they were not. Yeah. They were absolutely not peaceful. Depending upon how you want to spin all of this, you can literally say whatever you wanted to. Mm-hmm. It's so fucked. There's got to be just one news outlets that just one. I heard Bill O'Reilly, by the way, was trying to start this.
Oh,
yeah.
But even then,
I know it's Bill O'Reilly.
Like, it's Bill O'Reilly.
I know. There's got to be someone who's just printing the news.
I wish I was like. had initiative enough because I really would.
Right.
I'd be kind of the perfect person because I'm just like, listen, I'm just going to tell you exactly what's happening here. Like, it's kind of peaceful, but not really. I guess over here in the corner, there's a little bit of craziness, but it looks really separate from the whole, you know what I mean? Or whatever.
Right.
I want someone to say that.
And by the way, Drudge Report is a good one because he did something this week that's on Drudge Report that was... Like, this guy's always lived by his own fucking rules, and good for him. Sure. Nobody's even seen him in like, I don't know, 15 years or something. Like, there's no pictures.
The guy
of,
that does.
Yeah, there's
judge.
Only one picture of him, and it looks like he's a fucking a newsman from like the old Superman days. Like, he looks.
Oh,
you know,
like Newsies?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Extra, yeah, read all about it.
He's got the hats
oh,
and
gosh,
the whole fucking
I
thing.
I love it.
But this picture is like, Newsies. I don't know, 15, mm-hmm. 20 years old. I have no idea what he looks like now. But Drudge Report is arguably, I would say it's the third highest downloaded site on the internet per month viewers. And he did something where he switched his entire website to black and white. Pictures, okay. Everything went.
Ooh, I like that.
Went full black and white. And his reasoning behind it was because they were like, what the fuck? And only if it's like... something really fucked up is going down. Well, he put like the top story in a different color now because he's saying that nothing has changed at all. Nothing has changed since the beginning. Nothing has changed in news or press that it like everything is going, it's reverting back to like the 20s.
With just the black and white newspaper?
That's it. So he went all black and white the stories and it's like, hey.
Even his font too is very like yes. old. I think it's even called... because I know the fonts, like it's even called Old Typewriter.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the font that he's using.
And it's
old
funny.
Old American typewriter.
How yeah. a guy like this can have a website that is, again, old font,
mm-hmm.
all in black and white, and it's the third most viewed yeah. website monthly in the United States. Like, it's crazy. I mean, it's absolutely
because
fucking
he doesn't
crazy.
Have a lot of fluff.
No, it's just...
So it's very much like... And it changes, like, constantly updating,
yeah,
constantly
yeah, so
updating.
You're constantly
so,
looking at it.
It really is just, like, what... you know, it seems like...
And they were talking about his Twitter as well, because mm-hmm. he has a Twitter account.
Okay.
That all went black as well. So it's just a picture.
I like it.
It's all black. Mm-hmm. It's a picture of all black. He tweets only leave it up for an hour or so, and then he'll delete them. Like, it's... super bizarre. It's a genius thing that he's creating for himself.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a big Hollywood site that I read called Deadline. com,
which is still.
It's still big. It's probably the biggest industry site. I think a lot of common folk read it.
Yeah.
But there was a woman named Nikki Fink who was there for a long time who was writing the articles. She was just writing them however she wanted, like just super hardcore and aggressive. And like, that's what people loved about it. She got voted out. She got chucked out of there.
What?
But same thing with her. She was virtually living in hiding. No one had had a picture. She only had one like black and white picture of herself from like 20 years ago.
What'd she look like?
Kind of like an old romance novel, like an older woman. And then
okay.
What happened was the company that was bought her out, that was trying to buy her out because she didn't want to leave the site. The company that was trying to buy her out and get her out of there ended up hiring like some private detectives. Like $3 million, and they finally got pictures of her to shame her. Yeah, because she was shaming people in the industry.
Oh, okay.
You know, like if there was a movie that was out and number one, she'd be like that. Like The Rock was in, she would be like, "Fuck that guy! Like he's the worst actor of all time."
She's not wrong.
I understand that, and that's what a lot of people think. but this dawn of this type of news. Is coming back. I heard she's negotiating to come back.
That'd be awesome.
Just because it's one of these things, like these people who are like Drudge and her, who are shrouded in mystery, just putting up weird stories. You're like, how are you getting this information in today's world? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And almost seem like their angle is common sense as opposed to like slanted any way. It's kind of like what the most, you know.
Yeah,
I'll say weirdness.
Yeah, I'll say Drudge has always been pretty right, leaning right.
Mm-hmm.
Deadline is what was kind of the opposite. They weren't kissing anybody's ass in Hollywood, and they were trashing executives for you know bombs and shit like that. They don't do that anymore. It's very straight down the middle, But it's entertaining, and the fact that people are going back to basics and finding this cool, like it's very meta, where you're just like, all right,
it's very
cool.
Artisanal,
yeah. Because now you know you go to these sites, like if you go to CNN for example, there is fucking 400 news stories on there. Granted, the first 300 will be Trump and Russia, but underneath it, there's like 100 articles. You click on it, there's a fucking video and 19 ads for each one, and you're just like, all right, cool. Whereas this fucking guy, I mean, there's. I can't find any ads. There's a couple ads at the bottom, the very bottom of his page, but you'd have to really scroll down for that shit. It's pretty crazy. This fucking
crazy world.
This crazy world we're living in is just going on. I mean, we just decided to fucking hop on and do a show, like for no reason.
Yeah. Just because we couldn't sit and like see that same piece of footage over and over,
no.
And hear them say over and over, like just the same thing.
No,
moving forward at all with the conversation.
The guy who drove through these people was in a Dodge Charger. BuzzFeed just put up a picture of him for what it's worth, for what he looks like.
What is it all about?
He looks like he looks exactly like Wooderson's from this picture. It looks like exactly like Wooderson's character in Dazed and Confused.
Oh,
long hair, mustache.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
He's on the right side. of this fight.
The valley is high. The valley is low.
Down to the country, now you wanna go. Isn't that the song in every Volkswagen van?
Yeah,
in every movie ever.
And by the way, I like
to the country.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not making fun of this or these people who got hit by this car or whatever. But again, once you start ramping up the violence at this shit, this is what happens.
Yeah.
This is that level that you're looking to go to. So. Fucking buckle up or buckle in, because you're driving over some people.
Yeah.
So you want to keep pushing it. This is definitely what's happening right now. So I don't pick a protest you want to go to, Jesse. Maybe we'll
check
go
one
to something.
Out tomorrow. Yeah. I heard there's a really good one downtown.
Where's that Kaepernick protest?
It's newer. I don't know. I've heard good things.
I want to go to the Kaepernick protest dressed as Jay Cutler. When that quarterback got hurt for Miami, everybody was like, well,
Kaepernick.
It's got to be Kaepernick, right? And it was like, actually, no. Cutler used to play for that coach. He's not playing either. Let's see. They're going to grab me. Oh, God, it should have been Kaepernick. Kaepernick didn't even know the fucking offense. Cutler did. And it's like, at that point, your quarterback's out for the year. What does it fucking matter?
Right.
Now, if Cutler comes in and takes them to the playoffs, smoking Jay Cutler, holy shit.
I love Michael Vick was like openly giving him advice, right?
Yeah.
To Kaepernick. Yeah. Cut your hair, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah.
Cut your hair. Play the game.
Yep.
Let's get it. Let's get our shit together.
That's what Michael Vick did, by the way.
I know. And that's what he said. He said, listen, I'm not.
And by the way, before the dog incident, Michael Vick was my favorite player.
Really?
Yeah. He was. Look, you go.
But he was saying I was fucking go up being into my crazy, closet, doing still, whatever I wanted.
You'll still find a couple Vick jerseys in there in my closet. Right. He was my favorite player. He was a quarterback for my favorite team. Atlanta Falcons are still my favorite team, obviously. You know, when the dog shit went down.
Nope.
No, I nicked him. Like he was off the
dog shit.
He was off the roster
down
for me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But I just
But the way he came back, the way he did come back, I mean, dude, he.
And that's what he's saying.
Really,
he's like,
changed
listen,
his entire life where it was just like,
that's
hey,
what you have to do.
Yeah. But Kaepernick's not going to do it.
He said, cut your hair.
I know.
And like the guy was like, are you literally just telling him that he needs to cut his hair
cut
in
his
order
hair
to
and,
like, he
and
said, yeah.
Being, yep.
And be respectful.
Yep.
And like, you want your job back? Be a good employee.
Yeah, and that's what Michael Vick did.
Just across the board,
yeah,
what you do in life.
And he was able, by the way, Michael Vick, by doing that, was able to pay off. He had a bunch of debts going into prison and owed a lot of fines. He was able to pay his debts off by getting a job,
again,
reacclimating himself back
again,
into the.
Not a great dude.
Not a great dude.
But he figured out how to get back. And so there you go.
Yeah.
If anyone can give you advice, Kaepernick.
So,
but I'm sure it's like, whatever. You don't know what my life has been.
Yeah.
Adopted by these
adopted
like
by
amazing white family that just gave him everything. Anyway,
let's get to the revolutionary figure of the day, shall we?
We shall.
And the revolutionary figure of the day is a man. He did a lot for this nation, Jabes.
Okay.
You've always waited for this day on the show that I would use him as the revolutionary figure of the day.
Oh no, what is it?
Talking about the protests happened at Emancipation Park today, where Robert E. Lee
He did it.
So therefore, I am going for the man responsible for the Emancipation Proclamation, and we're talking about Abraham Lincoln.
I didn't know it would be
us
so soon.
We're 80 something episodes in.
All
like,
right.
That's a lot.
I thought, yeah. That's no, I actually, it has been a while.
Yeah.
I thought revolutionary figure number 5 was going to be him.
No.
So it's been a while.
Mambo number 5. I can't.
A little bit of Lincoln in my life.
I can't wait till Lou Vega is our revolutionary figure of the day for Mambo number 5. It'd be great. That'd be great.
It would be great.
Why don't you
play
us out with Mambo number 5, will you?
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in, kids. Protest safely out there, or find a protest that suits your needs.
Yeah.
For the Jables, I am Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good, let me simply singing the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica in
the fact. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Number five. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Number five.